Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I am Murtaza. Well, in the program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major misconceptions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Salamu alaykum. In this episode, I want to answer another misconception of Islamic teaching. Forced marriage is allowed in the religion of Islam. But we all know that there are many marriages that are actually improper or to some extent unfair and can make a person's life so miserable. So these marriages are either forced or arranged, are against a person's will. And we know that marriage is one of the most important institutions of Islam. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, declared directly that when a person marries, he has actually completed half of his religious obligations. So what does that mean? It means that true marriage in Islam is highly recommended and suggested. But the wrong form of marriage, which is going to be forced marriage or arranged marriage, are rejected. And this issue is not the only issue that is limited to the Muslims and the religion of Islam, but many others, like Hindus and many other religions, like Christianity, also acknowledge it as a problem. So Islam regards marriage as a right of all individuals, and therefore no other one can make decision for them. And marriage, from the Islamic point of view, is a sacred bond between a man and a woman, which actually makes each other permissible for them to enjoy and live happily. Allah has described in the most moving and eloquent terms this relationship as eternal, natural relationship which is happening between man and woman, and it is filled usually with security, love, understanding, and compassion. So marriage is an important part of the religion of Islam, and it is documented in the book of Islam, Quran. And among his signs is that he created for you mates from among yourselves, that you may dwell in tranquility with them. And he has put love and mercy between your hearts. Verily in that are signs of those who reflect. So we see that true marriage in the book of Islam is deeply rooted. Another source which we can rely on is the Sunnah, or the way and the actions that the Prophet Muhammad believed in. And a marriage is also important in Sunnah. The Messenger of Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that the marriage ceremony or nikah is my way, and whosoever leaves my sunnah is not actually from among us. So Prophet is emphasizing on the correct form of marriage. So these two sources can help us to see that marriage must take place in the correct way. Otherwise, it is totally rejected. Noman Ali Khan talks about forced marriage in Islam.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you doing, Abdullah?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
I'm good. I like to talk to you about problems.
Yeah, oh god. Let me guess, it's about sisters.
Yeah. Well, it's more about their parents. I'm getting a lot of stuff about women being psychologically pressured to get married. Girls being told, if you don't marry this one or that one, nobody else is going to marry you. I mean, look at you. You're so whatever. You know, parents putting their kids down, their girls down, and then saying, you better get married right now. You better not embarrass us. You better not make the family look bad, etc. So when a proposal comes, you better take it seriously and just do it. And these girls feel just constantly pressured. So this is one side of it. And the other side of it is they can't actually express liking of anybody. I'm not talking about girls who are dating some guy or whatever, but if they say they express interest, it's completely outrageous. They're just worst crime ever, right? There is absolutely no room in this religion for the validity of a marriage, which was forced in any way. Marriage has to be from the permission of the girl and not a reluctant permission. She should be libn. They should be completely open and happy about it, and they want to get married. Not fine if my parents are telling me to, I should. No. A woman comes to the Prophet ﷺ and says, my father forced me to get married, so I came under pressure and I got married, but I don't like him. He said, your marriage is invalid. Your nikah is batil.
He said that.
He did. Can you imagine? And you know why people do it? For it's not enough to know that it's like it's absolutely outrageously haram. You can't do it. That's not enough. There's a psychological problem. Because you know, you can tell people something's haram, they still do it. You know what the real psychological problem is? These people are more obsessed with their own happiness than their own children's happiness. Their name, their pride, their prestige, their appearance to a society, all of this fake stuff that actually means absolutely nothing, means more to them than the lifelong happiness of their daughter.
It's almost like that beauty pageant thing.
Yeah.
Same type of thing.
It's just a show. Oh, so many people are going to come at this wedding. We're going to get this hall. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. You know, our relations with that family will become better. This, you know, look at who we found. And they don't find a person. They actually find a resume. Not even a person they wanted to marry. There has to be a guy from this place, has to have this qualification. It's all artificial stuff. And the guy could be a complete jerk. How many cases I know of where they found this guy, they looked for him through thick and thin to find the guy from the same zip code as their village back home, or, you know, and they found him, and then 2 weeks later find out he's beating the girl to death. And then on top of this, okay, you know what? That's the time to admit you made a mistake.
Yeah.
But know what? No. It's okay, you should be patient. And don't tell anyone, it looks bad. It makes us look bad. When marriage is half your deen and you're destroying people's marriages, these people are preventing people from the deen of Allah. They should watch it. They are not in trouble with their kids. They're in trouble with Allah. It's a serious, serious matter. You know? So like, looking out for the happiness of our kids and their consent. And may Allah make us, you know, wise parents. We make these decisions for our children. And may Allah help our kids make wise decisions as they grow up, inshallah ta'ala.
Who is the loved one?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return. La ilaha illallah.
محمد رسول الله
لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله
الله أكبر.
Welcome back to the program. We find, unfortunately, some people that they are using their power of authority and to some extent cultural understanding, and they are arranging such a forced marriages. And these people, unfortunately, then later on try to hide behind the religion of Islam, just trying to justify their actions, which is not actually true. And we all know that one of the conditions that marriage ceremony is going to be valid is both men and women, I mean, both parties must be asked independently of each other that whether they agree with this marriage or not. And if either of them say no, then the nikah actually cannot continue. However, there is a saying in the Islamic culture that silence is a sign of consent. We should not actually ignore that. Of course, parents in particular, to run this true or wrong form of marriage has a high responsibility. Parents must ensure that both couples are compatible and do not arrange a marriage just for their own social and personal reasons. When we talk about compatibility and love, we understand that. We must ensure the approval of both parties. And because Islam does not recognize forced marriages, and it is a kind of problem that occurring on a daily basis in some parts of the world, and Islam strongly condemns it to the highest degree. So no one can force anybody into marriage. For instance, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, said that an intelligent and wise woman must not be matched except with a sage and wise man. What does that saying actually give us as a holy message? It shows that in marriage, compatibility between couples has actually a great role and emphasis. And according to Quran, anyone who is lying on Allah is actually committing the greatest and major sin. People who are arranging forced marriages and they are saying that it is happening and it is in accordance with the religion of Islam, they are actually lying on Allah and it is not forgivable. So I think it is a great obligation upon all of us to inform people around the world that Islam does not actually agree with the forced marriages, and Islam does not recognize it as a lawful action. And this relationship between husband and wife must be based upon mutual love and acceptance. And the bottom line is that the act of forcing someone to marry is in fact an act, a kind of act that is against the practices and teaching of Islam, because we know that both Quran and Hadith are clear and are unequivocal about the issue of forced marriages. Therefore, this issue in the religion of Islam has an important role and it is rejected. So, as a cultural practice, we know that a good culture must help people to live a happy life, and this cultural practice must not violate laws and regulations. So as a Muslim, I strongly believe that the religion of Islam rejects forced marriages or arranged marriages. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed it. Do not forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode, goodbye. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
إلا الله.